Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. We've jumped over to Luke chapter 17 in the World English Bible, verses 1 through 18, and this is what it said. He said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no occasion of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, rather than he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be careful. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in the day and seven times returns, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But who is there among you having a servant plowing or keeping sheep that will say when he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down at the table,' and will not rather tell him, 'Prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me while I eat and drink. Afterward, you should eat and drink.' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? I think not. Even so, you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have done our duty.'" As Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And they went, and as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much. I actually read that extra 19th verse because it completed the story. So important. But Lord, we thank you that we thank you for these stories, and we thank you for what they teach us. We learn from you that we should be kind-hearted and not cause other people to stumble, particularly people new in the faith or children. And so, Lord, we also just pray for protection around the children in our lives and around those people who are new or children in the faith. Lord, that you would protect them from wolves, you protect them from the evil one. Lord, help us to be kind-hearted and a measure of discipleship given to those who are earlier in their journey than us. Help us to be disciplers, Lord. Lord, we do ask with the apostles to say, increase our faith. And you remind us that if we had faith as tiny as a mustard seed, we could tell trees to uproot themselves. Lord, we want to be the kind of people that understand servanthood, that who take the last place, and that we would actually say this when we have done the duty that we are supposed to do as servants of you. We are unworthy servants. We have done our duty. Lord, that's simply all it is, that we have the privilege of serving you, that serving you is our aim and our desire and our hope. And that when we do that, we do not want to gain fanfare for ourselves or point to us and say, "Look how servant-y I am," or "Look how awesome I served." We can just simply say, "I just was doing my duty. I did what Jesus asked me," and that's all there is to it. Lord, we thank you for this picture of these lepers who stood at a distance, which is what they were supposed to do during that time. They could not come near. They were exiled from the Commonwealth of Israel, and they had to stay away. And so that's why they had to shout that you would have mercy on them. And I love that they were cleansed. They went back to the priest to do the thing that was said in the law, to present themselves to the priests. And one of them, who happened to be a Samaritan, who happened to be hated by the Jewish people, who happened to be an outcast, was the one who dropped everything and dropped propriety and came back and praised you with joy and with sacrifice and with enthusiasm. And you asked this question, "Where are the other 9? Lord, we want to be the one, not the nine. I know I'm guilty of this. I know you answer prayers all the time, and I don't stop long enough to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Lord, teach us to fall on our faces to give you thanks. We want to worship you and acknowledge you for all the things that you do on this earth, because worship is our occupation in heaven. And when we're thanking you here, we're just practicing our job on the other side. So Lord, thank you for that. And I thank you for another day of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just pray that this podcast helps you feel less alone. And if there's someone out there in your life who maybe feel alone or like no one is praying for them, if you could just send them prayeveryday.show, or if they're savvy with an app, you can give them the Pray Every Day app, which is absolutely free. All right. I hope you have an amazing day.